I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. A groundbreaking project from Colorado State University has found an inexpensive but effective way to help NASA track air pollution. The project, called SEAMS, for Citizens-Enabled Aerosol Measurements for Satellites, has people around Fort Collins using small devices with photometers to measure light intensity in their own backyards. The levels of light vary with the amount of aerosols, liquid or solid particles suspended in the air. Those include smoke, bacteria, salt, pollen dust, and various pollutants. Professor John Volkin says this pilot project, funded by NASA, could receive a second round of funding to expand into other cities, including Denver and Los Angeles.
While NASA will soon have the capability to take very high-resolution images, we don't have the validation data at that fine spatial scale to help calibrate those images. And so this project will generate first-of-its-kind data at very, very high resolution. You know, 100 monitors across the city of Denver, that's never been done before for monitoring air pollution like we're doing. If we can develop low-cost technology under $1,000 that citizens can deploy in their backyards, and we have motivated people who want to know about their air quality, it's a win-win. We get this collected data set, and people get to know what their air quality is in their backyards.
The researchers say they hope the information learned will then give us all a better understanding of air quality globally. I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.